in racing. Safety comes first, and today safety is more important than ever. Introducing Sanicor by Silverthorne Industries, the safe and powerful way to stay protected. Sanicor offers hand sanitizer and bottles are convenient single-use packs. Safe, powerful, Sanicor.
What's up, WFO Universe? Joe here. Just want to apologize in advance. Had an audio issue or two with Tommy Johnson Jr. today. You know, the internet, we fought it. He did such a great job. He said some great things. You can definitely understand what he has to say. It's just that sometimes he says things twice. And I don't know why. And he didn't know why, but we fought through it. And I think he put out a really good message as he goes into the final race. So hopefully you can deal with it. You can bear with it. Eddie Krawick, totally solid. Lots of great information in the podcast. We really appreciate you guys. And I just wanted to mention something in advance so you didn't think something was wrong. So check it out. WFO featuring Tommy Johnson Jr. and Eddie Krawick. Let's do it.
It's time for an inside look at the most powerful motorsport on the planet. WFO Radio, NHRA Nitro.
Oh yeah, we're back. Just like that. What's it been, 5 hours? We had Tony Schumacher on this morning, and now we're back, baby. Joe Costello here, WFO. How's everybody doing? Hopefully you've had a great and productive day. Hump day, midweek, and we've been very productive getting that show with Tony Schumacher posted so he could get out and take care of business. And now we're going to hear from Tommy Johnson Jr., and Eddie Krawick on the program, and we had Tommy connected a few seconds ago, and he's like getting it all dialed in. And so I was faced with the challenge, like, what do I do? Do I just start the show, and do I have faith that Tommy will be able to pull it together? Do I have faith in Tommy that he's going to be able to get the tech side of this thing right? And the answer is yes, I do. And while he gets all that sorted out, I'm going to tell you about the people who make it possible. And I know every single time, right? It's ads, these people, these sponsors. Well, these are people who genuinely make it possible. SanticoreUSA.com, talking 80% alcohol, kills the germs, cold and flu season, the amazing convenient packs, plus the gallon pumps. Go to their website, buy a bundle for your shop, for your house, refill all those other little bottles with it. SanticoreUSA.com, made by drag racers. What more can I say to entice you than that? Also, Frank Hawley's Drag Racing School, the Dragster Adventure. They've got the big November adventure where you can drive a dragster down there. Frank and Lana doing a great job. And the idea of driving a dragster, I'm into it. I love the idea, and I think you will, too. A full-day experience. Go down there and experience something in Gainesville, Florida, Frank Hawley's Drag Racing School. Total Seal Piston Rings, the leader in ring seal technology. Got a brand-new website. Have you checked it out? Have you searched around? Have you seen all the different applications, including auto racing, of course, but marine, aeronautical, talking about planes, air compressors, all kinds of stuff. TotalSeal.com. Samtech.edu, the School of Automotive Machinists and Technology. Brian Massengill, Linda, Judd, the whole team down there, educating the next generation of engine builders at samtech.edu. Go to the website, give them a call, tell them you heard about it on WFO. And Rodak, Marvin Rodak's hot sauces and spice rubs, but it's the coffee that keeps you coming back, and I've had too much today. It's it. Time out on the coffee. I can feel it. Time out. RodaxCoffeeAndGrills.com. We'll throw some links up in the comments section. Get your comments ready. Got Eddie Krawick, but we got Tommy Johnson Jr. Later on in the show, I'll tell you how you can get some free stickers from WFO Radio. And if you're a fan of shoe racing, if you're a fan of Tommy Johnson, you want to start a watch party right now, do it. Now, I see a blank dark screen. But can you hear me?
I can hear you fine, Joe. I'm not sure why. What's going on?
But never before has the Tommy,
never,
can you hear me thing been so applicable. So if nothing else, at least we got to work that in. Listen, here's what we're going to do. I'm going to kick you out again, and we're going to figure out. I have faith in you, Tommy. Like, I have confidence in you, Tom. Not just faith. You've earned my confidence over the years that you're going to get this thing dialed in and sorted out. Like, enable the camera, do something else, figure something else, go to another computer, do a laptop, send a carrier pigeon. You're going to figure it out. Let's kick you out and get it going again. There goes Tommy. Let's see what he does. Okay. This guy's winning funny car races, folks. Tommy, can you hear me? I am not a musical person. I can talk a lot, and I got a good line of BS, but as far as putting a note together, Not happening. Let's get some comments in the comments section, see what some people's got to say out there. And what I could always do is get Tommy, and I don't like the screen being black like that. We could always just put Tommy up. Just like, there he is. The MD Anderson Cancer Research Center looking good in the point standings. This guy, see? You see, this is what confidence is all about. I never doubted you for a second, as far as you know.
Yeah, well, I don't know what happened there. I use my tablet every time we talk, and all of a sudden it decided it didn't want to use the camera right, so I had to restart it. Yeah, reboot business.
Rebooting, exactly, and every once in a while, you skip. But I'm going to continue with the interview because this is the net, and it's a miracle that we can do this at all. That's what I always say. Like, I keep the bar reasonably low. How in the world can I see Tommy, we talk, and everybody chime in on Facebook, YouTube, Twitter, Twitch, all of these things, and then post it after the fact to NHRA.com or CompetitionPlus.com or WFORadio.com? To me, it's a miracle, so I'm not going to complain if it's a little glitchy every once in a while.
Yeah, it's just like Redson's world all of a sudden.
Exactly. So you had to win this race, man. You had to win it to give yourself a chance. I feel like we've said this a lot, and you did. You got it done. It was obviously a very emotional weekend. We'll talk about that, but this was genuine back-against-the-wall type stuff.
Yeah, I mean, seems like it's been a lot here lately. You know, we put in it, and then we stumble, and we're on the fringes again, back to the next race, a do-or-die situation. We end up doing it again, so it's There's certainly some easier trying to keep yourself in the hunt. Go out there and just go to the final every final and get those points. And Hagen's, hey, good job of that. He's just been going late rounds every race. And it was a do or die. We had to die. We had to win the race.
All right. I'm going to dive in on you 1 second, right? Because, okay, we improved. We had nothing, and then we had your voice, and now we've got your picture and your voice. But it is skipping too much. It's disrespectful to your team, John Collins and those guys. We got to hear about them. I want you to try one more time. Don't feel bad. The record for reconnects is set by TJ Zizzo, and it was 40. So you're never going to beat that. I'm kicking you out again. We're going to do it again. Try again. We're going to get it. We're going to get it. Right? It was too much right there, folks. It was just too much. And this is what live is all about. If we weren't live, you'd never know about any of this stuff, but you do. And so this gives me a great opportunity to hawk some face coverings for you folks out there. Look, you got to cover your mug. You're not that attractive. It's as simple as that. Nobody wants to see your grill. Forget those dental implants. Just cover your face. Go to WFOradio.com, spend $10, get a face covering, get a couple of WFO Radio stickers, and shipping is included. It's super easy, plus it gives me something to do between WFO Radio shows. Go to the WFO store right now, WFOradio.com. You can pay with a credit card, you can pay with PayPal, it's super easy. And again, and all that stuff about you being not attractive, it was just a joke. Get over it, okay? All right, let's see if we've taken the next step forward.
I don't know, Joe. What do you think?
I think it's better. It's better, but okay. Two or three more shots, you're going to be totally dialed in. But you mentioned Hagen.
I don't know what it is.
We saw. No. You're good. This is it. We've reached.
I thought it was.
Well, it
I
is.
Thought it was on your end, not me.
It could very well be. That's a very good tactic. It's all my fault, as usual. And you're welcome to do that. But let's just cut to the chase, man. Final race, points and a half. You got a shot. And you're usually pretty good at the final race, wherever it may be.
Yeah, good towards the end of the season. You know, Pomona is good to me, but this is Pomona. So let's Vegas this time and see what. Vegas has been a good trip. It's all you can ask for to have a shot. I've come close in the past, but we went to the race not really having a shot. I mean, a really long shot. I've never gotten emails and texts and stuff planning for the championship if you would win it. I never got so far. So getting those now, if you have what's going to happen, and I'm like, oh, this is what you get close to the end and you're having to not edit. So it's kind of cool. We got
I love it. I love it. Okay, so the weird skipping thing has started again. Do you have your phone? Can you try your phone instead of the tablet? Just use your phone. Connect it right now. Like, watch this amazing thing. I want you to connect it right now while you're still connected on this other one, and then we'll see you jump on there. I'll bring you up, and then we'll get rid of the other one. And you don't even have to plug in your earbuds, and we'll do our best. Everybody, they love this. Those blooper shows killing the ratings. People love this stuff. I'm excited for you, man. I think it's great. And I want to talk about, obviously, the run against Hagen. Like, you had a tough day, man. Jim Campbell, first round, okay. But then J.R. Todd, Matt Hagen, your chance of the title was over right there. Okay, here he comes, guys. He's coming on. Tommy Johnson, let's add him to the stream. Oh, look at that. You got to enable your camera over there.
Oh, yeah.
This is like...
Oh, geez.
Are you faster than a driver? Technical. It's really just a technical debate. You know, can Tommy figure out the tech side of WFO using StreamYard? Does he have what it takes? Can he build a kitchen? Yes. Can he? This is easy for me, man. I just like.
Yeah, I'm telling you. This is.
Dude, just do the phone. I'm going to kick you out. And just do the phone.
There's no camera access.
What's on your phone? Yeah. Wow. All right, I'm kicking you out. Just use the phone. Try that. I know this is why you guys, like, you should be sharing this. You should be sharing it even more. And I did a bunch of experiments. I think we're having an internet issue. Let's see. Bobby Graham says the dark side of the moon. And Rainbow Avocado says the DSR team is rocking. Yeah, they got the perfect season going on. Joe, I think it's the mic. I don't think so, because why would the mic double it up? Maybe the popping, but it wouldn't double it up. And I could always do that. It's like, what's his name? Vinny, two times from Goodfellas. It's very possible. So we'll see. Scott says 40, about 40, man. I don't know. Now, we didn't broadcast to the WFO group this time, only to the WFO radio page, and we're doing a big test. And we're going to share it to the group after the fact. We're going to keep it live on the page, all these different things. Could that be the problem? Could that be the issue? I don't know. I really don't know. It's the net, man, and you just never know what the net is going to serve you at any given moment. You just got to just keep on plugging. You got to keep on plugging. I will tell you, we got Eddie Krawick coming up in a little bit. And Eddie sent in some photographs. Photographs were sent about Eddie. And we're going to talk a little bit about Eddie and what they did and the big win and all of that. That's going to be great. And the fact that we had Tony Schumacher on a little bit earlier today was great. Tony was fired up, as in getting ready to head out into the wilderness. And all right, here we go. See, I hope he doesn't feel badly about this, because I think this is one of our most epic broadcasts. All right, let's see. Test.
We're going without earbuds, Joe. I think that was the problem.
I like it.
The earbuds weren't working.
Blame the earbuds. And then I'll echo a little bit, but nobody cares. Tell me about the run against Hagen.
That was close. But, you know, he's tough going up there. We didn't have lane choice. I actually was a little nervous about it, because down the left round against JR, but there was definitely a little bit of difference. I think preferred probably the right lane, and so a little nervous about trying to step that performance up. But you got to be on your game with that team. You have to be. And just they fell off a little bit from what they ran the round brand there, and we were pretty in another tight race between Hagen and I. I mean. I'm nervous about it. I don't want to run him again because we've had two really tight races here in the last couple of races. So I don't like odds. You know, when you get odds going, and they're going to go the other way. So right now, I'll take my two as I've gone, and I'll let somebody and then we'll have to worry about it.
Well, exactly. And it's very tough. So let me just update you on some things. The audio skipping issue, for whatever reason, is happening, but we've put you through so much. So I want to ask you about the final against Caps. Just talk slow. You'll be good. And we're going to soldier through as best as we can because...
Smack it.
Smack my head is see what goes on. Nah, it's just a weird situation. So, final round against Caps, though, you had to be feeling a little weird. I know you had to win your championship hopes. Those guys were trying to win for Eric Lane, I have no doubt. Eric, such a positive energy over there at DSR. I think you guys... paid tribute by JC and Tobe getting to the final round against each other. To win the championship, you had to win the race, and you won the race. But it was obvious there was all this extra emotion around it.
It was in a weekend forever. You know, not something we want to see at any means. I really love and unfortunate instances and. I know it's hard. He's a special part of that team, and my crew chief John Collins went before Hop. He came to be my chief. Hop took over to be Tober's assistant. So yeah, lots of ties there. It's an incredibly close race. I didn't realize how close it was. Pictures of it, and amazed at how it was. But yeah, I even got up in the final. You know, you want to hang and you thought, all right. Gotta have a light. It's gonna be good. I'm gonna chuck that thing in there in the final. Rejoice for winning the circle. And I rolled up there and was gonna put it a little deep on the pre-stage so I could get a big chunk. And I put both bulbs on. And I was like, oh, you know, how long you been driving? You know, how long you been driving these cars? And you do something stupid like that. So, it didn't bother me. It actually made me mad. And it okay. Caps got me a little bit because. I think he got a bigger chid in the final. So we were both going for the chunks, but just a good drag race. Yeah. Come out seven inches on.
Yeah, a couple of thou. And here you go. Going into the final race with a shot. You mentioned earlier that people are texting you, and I, of course, rightfully so. This is a legit chance. Points and a half. You're 42 behind. Jack is 43 behind. A round is 30 points now. So that's doable. Qualifying is going to be important, though. Getting some points, I think. Give us some insight into JC and the strategy.
Yeah. I think qualifying with this two runs is tough. It's really tough. Having two running, have to get in the show. I think there's 18 cars entered for the race, so there's a possibility you can screw up on to not make the show. Importance is going to be getting in on that first shot. Sure, you might go down the shot. Second shot, give you a little leeway to out there and take a shot at it. Try to get that number one's position points, but you kind of need some points run. You know, so it's conservative, not too conservative. Aggressive, not too aggressive.
There it is, and I hate to do this to you, but the audience has now nicknamed you Tommy two times. You're Tommy two times. Like, and if you watch Goodfellas, like, that's a really cool nickname. And maybe at the end of the year, being Tommy two times when you won the second to final race might not be a bad thing.
Yeah, it's okay. I don't care what they call me, just as long as they call you, right?
That's exactly right. You got a chance. Tommy, I really appreciate you coming on the show, making time. This is two times. This is what you do this for, a chance to win the championship in the final race, the first ever Camping World Championship. You got a great team. You got great people around you. You certainly deserve it, and you know who you're going to be battling. And now you guys got the DSR perfect season on the line also, which is a big deal. Like, that's regardless of shortened season, whatever. 2020, a DSR sweep. It could happen, and I wish you luck. Thank you. Any final thoughts?
Nah, man. Sorry, man. Audio. I don't know what's wrong. I'm the device I got. You know.
And you've been
blame it on the internet. Internet now.
Blame it on the internet. Listen, you've been on so many times. You've done a great job. You've always done anything we've asked you to do. And this is the first time we've ever had any kind of technical issue. And I actually think it's been. I understand what you're saying. Maybe the listeners, who cares what they think? That's what I say. This is about me. So I appreciate it, and I thank you, and I wish you luck. And you never know. Maybe we'll get a chance to redo this next week.
That'd be cool. It'd be cool. Yeah, I'll buy a new tablet if I can do it next week. That means that's ahead of good.
Exactly. All right, Tommy. Thank you so much. I appreciate it. There he goes. Tommy two times. Tommy Johnson Jr. with us here on WFO Radio. Now, you know, if you're a WFO listener and you hung tough through that, like, thank you. That's it. It all depends on how much you want to hear it. If you're a casual person and there's a little audio quality issue, you're not going to go, you're not going to keep going. I, as someone who is like an AM talk radio guy, like going through the mountains of Tennessee, listening to staticky, crazy AM radio talk show hosts, I will deal with a lot to hear what some crazy person is saying about a subject that I don't care about. But that's me. I know I'm a little bit different. But we'll do our best. If you're listening on the WFO Radio podcast after the fact, it is what it is. We battled, and we will fight to the end. Now, what's going to be interesting is to see if it is also happening to Eddie Krawick, because he is also in the same part of the country, man. I don't know how far Eddie is from where Tommy is, but it's pretty close. So let's test it out. Let's find it out. Eddie.
Joe.
Yeah, I can hear you. You sound great. You're perfect. Okay, so now it is solely the blame of Mr. Tommy Johnson Jr.'s internet connection there, I guess, in Avon, Indiana, or wherever he lives. First of all, look at that zip-up Vance and Hines Screaming Eagle. Man, why don't I have one of those? That thing's cool.
Yeah, well, you know, I guess you weren't there probably back in 2012 when we had them.
Those are awesome, man. It looks, but it's getting cold up there. That's what I don't really understand. Down here in sunny South Florida, it's starting to get a little cold up there, maybe, is it?
I'd say we're probably past a little cold. You know, I've spent, I'd say probably the last week and a half, 2 weeks down in the Texas area. And, you know, truthfully, it was pretty unique because we got there. It was so hot in Dallas. You know, you're walking around in your T-shirt, trying to find everything. Next thing you knew, later in the day, you had your jacket on, you know, and we're rolling the staging lanes and it was freezing cold and in the 50s. So I don't know. The weather was kind of screwy. And then I got here and now, you know, I mean, we had three perfect days in Houston. You couldn't ask for better weather than that. And then back here in Indy, it's in the 40s and 50s, freezing cold.
That's a bummer, man. I got to tell you. But listen, I got to introduce to the audience, the WFO audience, Facebook and YouTube. This is Eddie Krawick. He is a pro stock motorcycle racer, and he hasn't been on the show since we've been doing this video cast, the live stream. But now he is. Now, typically in our audio-only podcast days, which still the lion's share of our audience, Eddie, listens to the podcast, Apple Podcasts, Spotify, all that, you're a fixture. There are so many Eddie Krawick winner interviews in the archive, but it has been a minute, as they say. How does it feel to be back?
Well, I guess you don't talk to runner-ups or losers or people who are done. You know, I mean, it's only the winners, so... No, it's good. It's good to be back. It's good to obviously get some win, you know, get a win under my belt and get it rolling forward. But I think more important, it's just good forward momentum. You know, I've had a great motorcycle the last year and a half. I've screwed up a few races, probably. I would say for sure I definitely did. And, you know, there were a couple of races that, you know, I just sometimes you got to have a little luck. And you know, if you have no luck on your side, it's damn near impossible to win, you know. So I'd take lucky over being good any day. And I'm just glad to be back, get a win under my belt, get that question, you know, people, hey, when are you going to win next, you know, or when are you going to do? I mean, truthfully, I'd tell you I'm going to win every single race that I go to. You know, I don't think any other. I got a great motorcycle. I got a great team. You know, I know I'm capable of winning. I know I could get a win. So it's just the matter of how it plays out. But the class right now is just great racing. You know, if you're not on your game, there's no give me's. I don't even care. First round, you know, you need to have all your ducks in a row and be good all the time.
You're one of the all time greats, Eddie. That's just a simple fact. Championships, race wins, Indy wins, all of it. And I was wondering, first of all, Steve Gold weighing in. He says, hey, Joe, Eddie doesn't look chubby on camera. LOL. Now, I did.
Did Andrew send you some pictures?
No, I do have pictures of you. Yes, I do have pictures. But I don't think you... But I did reference a few races back at Indy. I saw you in the leathers. You were coming over to give us like a weather report. You're like, down the track, it's raining. And I thought to myself, man, Eddie's been eating very comfortably. Like a little, it happens to everybody. But I made a joke on the air, and then you heard about it, et cetera, and so on. So let's confirm right now. You guys have to add weight to those bikes, right? It's not what I was saying. I'm just joking.
I've got probably 20-something pounds bolted on my bike. You know, we build a lot of parts, big and beefy. Truthfully, yeah, I'm probably the heaviest I have ever been. I'm like, you know, in the 160 range, 160s. I don't know exactly what I am today, right this second, but
look at this, guys. Here's the reason.
Yeah, and
this is
I hadn't eaten, right, and I come out of the truck, and I'm like, God damn, I'm hungry, and there's a box of donuts, and I'm like, I'm going to have me a donut and obviously a beverage there. So Andrew's like, oh, this is perfect. He's like, what do you do when you win? You eat donuts, takes a picture.
An athlete at the top of his game.
Figured me back with that. But, you know, it's honestly, I'll tell you, you know, we had our second child, Chase, and, you know, it makes it a lot harder to get out and about when you're, you know, dealing with the younger kids running around. I try to spend the time that I can and give my wife the break. You know, my wife is, I'd like to call her a saint, I guess. And, you know, just for putting up with me, for putting up with my daughter, Caden, and putting up with my son, Chase. But Chase is about three times worse than I was when we were a kid. So he keeps us on our toes and we got to run around. But, you know, that's the one thing I really learned during this whole COVID deal was not racing and not being out and about. This is time that I'm never around. And to be home with the kids and kind of really understand, they're a pain in the neck.
They are, of course. Losing sleep, of course, but that's the number one responsibility in your life. And so
I change it for anything, you know, and it is. I mean, it keeps you on your toes and you got to be prepared. So I'd say I was lazy over the 6 months of not racing. You know, my concern wasn't racing, wasn't staying fit, wasn't doing whatever. It was really, I mean, we were keeping the business going and everything. I mean, we're booming over here. It's been stressful to leave because we have so much work going on, but it's part of our job.
That's it. That's good. That's a good problem to have. Some people are, you know, entertainment industry folks, you know, like the work isn't there like it used to be, but it will be again. It will be again. And that's why you save for a rainy day. That's why you got to plan ahead, folks. All right, let's talk about your round by round, and then we're going to get some photos and have a little fun. Michael Heiner is out there watching. He's one of our VIP audience members. Says he loves the photograph. Everybody loves this photo. You look, hey, there he is, Eddie. I like it. But you know what I like even better is Michael Phillips throwing a 001 at you first round. And I know he's not on a competitive bike necessarily. They've been trying to sell the bike, and those guys are super stoked about it and everything. But, man, I need Michael Phillips out there on a regular basis and on a competitive bike so that you guys can, like, jaw at each other and have it mean something. Like, I love that race. I love that matchup. I know you guys love to talk.
Yeah, you know, honestly, we need as many people out there as we can get, you know, just all of drag racing in general. And, you know, the pro stock motorcycle class usually has really good personalities in it. I'd say personalities that not necessarily conflict, but, you know, go back and forth. I mean, Michael was busting my balls there earlier in the year, calling me 80 Eddie, you know, because I was going 80 every single lap. And, you know, it's just I guess the way to say it is, well, you can go 80 when you got them covered by 2/10, I guess, you know, or whatever, you know. But he knocked out a good lap there, finally started getting a handle on it. Don't know what he changed or what he did, but it's good to see people run well. And, you know, for me, I've kind of struggled a little bit on the tree just because of our clutch setup and the way that we've been working towards it. And that's really what I'd say Andrew and I have been working towards a little bit and trying to get the bikes dialed in a little more. And I've kind of got mine in a nice little window right now, and bike's working well. I'm able to hit the tree and able to do my job as a rider. So I think it was a good round.
It was a good round. And you mentioned 80. That was an 81.8. You know, I know you're talking reaction time, I think. But that number 80 came up a lot in the remainder of the race. Like the run that was, you know, supposed to be against Jerry, you went an 80 with an 8 at 198. And then you went Hector Jr., 80 with a 3 and an 029, setting up the final round against Flying Ryan, where you also ran an 80 with a 1. So for the rest of the day, you were 80 Eddie.
Yeah, I was working on the tune-up every single lap, you know, trying to get it better. And you know, semis went 199, and I was happy to see that. I think right now it was for that particular race. It was about maintaining, you know, and making good laps. I had a good bike under me. I you can't take Hector Jr. light. You can't take Ryan. You can't any one of those. Jerry. I mean, I didn't take any of those guys lightly. You know, unfortunately for Jerry, he had a little bit of a mechanical malfunction.
Yes, a mechanical malfunction, right?
But ultimately led to that picture, you know. So, but I'd say in the end, for me, it was a big win. You know, it was my first win, kind of, you know, getting everything all back together over the hump and rolling forward. And it couldn't happen at a better time with the way the whole day went, with everybody being in front of me going out and things like that. It kind of allowed me to move forward, get towards the right position and position myself, I guess, rolling into Vegas here with a pretty good mathematical shot of the championship.
Let's watch the final round. Brian Lones, Tony Pedregon on the call, Fox Sports, and then we'll talk about Vegas.
Eddie Krawick drops an 0:26 reaction time on Ryan Ehler, and he's not going to be 0:10 as he goes to the finish line. 6.801, 198.61 miles an hour. Eddie Krawick has finally broken his streak of bad luck in final rounds. It was only a matter of time. Ehler, 6.905.
Well, got a little dicey for Flying Ryan down there. Got his first win earlier this year. That was a little sketch over near the wall. Just want to mention that. We want to see him. Okay, but you could see the relief in your body language after you took the win light. Like that was the body language of relief.
Yeah. It was, for me, the best thing was honestly getting better on my lights every single round, stepping up to the game, making sure, I mean, that's the progression you got to go. I was trying to be 20 to 25 in the final. I knew Ryan had a bike that could go potentially an 80, 81, you know, if he nailed it all down low. And, yeah, he got close to the wall. That happened to me round one. I almost committed to riding the wall down in round one, you know, after I went through the finish line. And a lot of that was due to the crosswind that they had there. And the lanes got like a pretty wicked crown. So as it goes, it just finally has like a shelf drop-off point, and it just yanks you hard to the wall. So if you're already over in that direction, it pulls you really hard. You know, so I said to myself, I came back after the round, I told Andrew, I said, that's the first time I ever said, well, I'm hitting it, you know, and it's like, I was ready to ride down the wall. I was assessing it. I'm like, okay, handlebar and foot peg, if I could just keep those two against it, I'll be okay. And,
yeah, we got to stop there. Timeout. Yeah. What? Like, as a motorcycle racer, you've thought about how to handle this situation. As a motorcycle watcher, I haven't. So tell me about this. Like, you plan on, like, if this happens, then I can ride along the wall.
So I went through the finish line, and I must have been a pretty good gust of wind, and it threw me. The track there at Houston is, let's just say, bumpy. It's pretty bumpy, especially to shut down in left lane, has a wicked bump right at about 100, 200 feet past the shutdown. So as I was chopping off, the front ends dives down, hits the bump, amplifies it, and it threw the bike up in the air. The thing like kind of twitched sideways and then drove me towards the wall. And as I'm going towards the wall, I'm fighting it and I'm pulling it and I'm like, come on, come on, come on. And then finally I was like, I don't know if I'm going to make it. So I locked my left arm as hard as I could and squeeze the bike. I actually burnt my right knee holding it against the pipe. And I basically said, if I can hold this thing and grind the handlebar and foot peg against the wall, I probably can pull it back off. And that was what I was setting up for. Eventually, sure. You know, I was like, well, I could do that, and then I'll get back and I'll change the handlebars and the foot peg and go run second round.
That's great. And I'm glad you told me, in case that ever happens to me, I'll know what to do. So thank you.
Well, the problem is, unfortunately, you need to think about it. I've told Andrew, you know, we were talking about this. I probably had four runs in my career that I'm like, that's it. I'm crashing. I mean, one of them was a couple of weeks ago in St. Louis with that whole circumstance and the track. And I mean, the things were just skidding the front end. The track was so bad, and it wasn't anything, you know, St. Louis did or any, it's just the total situation that we had. And, you know, I was like, I'm going down. That's it. You know, gonna hit the ground, and happened two other times in testing, you know. So
wow.
I tried not to remember them.
Yeah, well, glad that you did not have to go through that ordeal. All right, so we got some cool photos of you guys taking some time between races. But, yeah, Heiner says, me and you, Michael, we're the same. That's why we need four wheels and doors, just saying. Exactly. Yeah. That's my mentality. And I know you like four wheels and doors also. But I'm looking at the standings. You're 78 back. So is Scotty. Drew is 86 back. Scotty is a Matt Smith Racing team bike. He's not going to pull any craziness to try to get next to Matt. But what about you guys? You need to pull some Greg Anderson-level stuff from the finals last year. Two qualifying sessions. You got quick bikes, so you'd have to deliberately make a move. Tell the world your plan here on WFO Radio.
My plan is I'm going to decide in the water box as I'm rolling up on what I'm going to do. That's going to be the truth. So, you know, I think right now it's really hard to try to make things line up. It's damn near impossible. You know, so I don't know. I'll see what shakes out, you know, but, yeah, I mean, we got to make it happen. Right now, the pressure's not on me. It's not on Scotty. It's not on anybody. Matt's got what I'd like to say is a 2-round lead. I don't think he could put it over 3 in qualifying, you know, as long as we go out there and snag a couple little points and don't, like, for me right now, that's the mentality in my mind. I can't give up and have that opportunity to go, you know, 3 rounds. But, you know, if it happens and it happens on Andrew's side where, you know, he puts it over a 3rd round, then, you know, I mean, heck, who knows? Who knows what happens? So, because when you look at the points for Scotty and I and the position that we're in, it's kind of pretty hard, especially with only 2 qualifying runs and the bonus points, because you could get 4, you can get 8 qualifying points plus the extra, you know, position points here and there. But if the 3 of us go out there and put in good laps, you know, we could keep it from going over that 3rd round. If it goes over the 3rd round, it'll make it really hard. But, you know, who knows? He can go out there, hold on to the clutch lever too long for 1st round, come up 120 and get snagged. You never know. There's going to be a couple of bikes that what I'd like to say are non-regulars on the tour, at least for this year. And you never know really what's going to happen.
Yeah, I'm having a quick look at how many bikes are entered.
17 bikes entered. Jerry is not going out west. Jerry and John Hall are not going. So, you know, we'll have somewhere 16 bikes. Who knows? Who knows who's going to have who?
Anything is possible. No, that's very interesting that you say that. And FYI, NHRA.com reporting that the race is, you know, I don't want to say sold out because that is factually accurate, but obviously there's limited capacity. All the tickets that are available are spoken for. You will have max capacity of what is allowed. Several days in advance, that's good to know. It's good that we're even having the race, just like with Tommy and the audio. I'm not complaining about anything these days, Eddie. I'm just thankful. And I'm thankful you guys are going to be able to get out there and race at a strip at Las Vegas Motor Speedway, frankly. And however it turns out. But I like the idea that, you know, you have revealed your plan on WFO Radio. And for everybody, that is send the tweet right now. Eddie Krawick reveals his strategy. You don't have to tell him that he says he's going to figure it out in the water box, but he did reveal it. All right, let's talk about something else that's going on. You know, you sent me these photographs, and I think they're great. But, Eddie, they're making me sad, man. They're making me sad because you guys went fishing after the race. There's Scott, and look at this. There's Drew and Declan. You guys are out on the water and having a good time, and you caught a whole bunch of fish. Look at that. That's a haul, man. You guys could eat for weeks on that stuff. And look at that. Tell me about this, but I can't help but think about Eric. That's what they were going to do. Pop Singh, like that's what they were going to do. I don't know if it was in exactly the same place, but that's obviously a thing that teams do together when they have a couple of days between the race. So it's obviously awesome and it's fun, but it's just tugging my heartstring a little bit.
Yeah, you know, we've always said we wanted to go down to Jerry's Alligator Farm and kind of have a good time. And, you know, this kind of left the door open for us. We had a few days in between Houston and Dallas, and it kind of worked out to where, I mean, I hate to say this, but I actually have Angel as a teammate.
And I was going to ask you about Angel at some point. I'm glad you brought her up.
My life, I would say that, but, you know, and I don't say it proudly. I got to say it with a laugh. No. But there's a great I'd say camaraderie, but we have a good time and I enjoy it. She's been good to have over here, and it's been fun. But we went down to her house and spent a couple days, and we're walking and Andrew looks at me. He goes, "Did you ever think you were going to walk in this house?" And I said, "Yeah, but the only thing I picture was I'm not holding a gun or I'm not holding a knife."
Yeah, but that's all fluff. She's awesome, and she's doing so well with you guys, getting that win, of course, and the monkey off her back, so to speak, the confidence. And I like the dynamic you guys have created, even within the team. Like, I like it. It's obvious you're all having fun. And maybe you needed that chemistry change a little bit. And obviously that's why you guys made it happen.
Sure. And you know, I think, but that's part of it. So we went down, we spent 2 days at her house and went to Jerry's alligator farm. Check that out. That place is awesome. It's really cool. It's, you know, it's just something neat to see. And Jerry actually chartered us a fishing trip for that day. You know, we were going to go out deep sea stuff, but, the waters were pretty high. It was like 7-8 foot. It was like, Jerry's like, "I don't want to get all you guys sick, you know?" So we stayed inland, and I'll tell you, I had a great time. It's the first time I've ever like really went fishing and caught a bunch of fish. You know, we were knocking them in. That was probably only about a third of what we got.
Oh, right, really?
There. Yeah. Cause we had to throw a bunch back, you know? So the redfish there, you could only keep, you know, 16 inches or larger. And, you know, like I brought in one, whatever it is, 20 something inch, and Andrew did, and Scott did, and Declan did. We all brought in a big one. So it was, and we all had the biggest fish that got away, you know.
Of course.
Now, I'm telling you, I don't know if it would have even brought in, been able to reach in the boat. But so we got to do that and had a really good time down there hanging out and checking out some things. And
you also did something kind of cool. Where did this, let's show a video of Eddie, and I'm jealous of this fishing I've done. Where did this happen?
Yeah. So this was, Angel's neighbor. her neighbor had, he's like, "Hey, I got this 50 cal.
Let's watch it. Look at this.
Here's 3, 2, no, not yet.
There you go. So yeah. What, were you a little intimidated by it? What do you mean not yet?
Like, no. So everybody's like, "All right, you got to count down." You know, so we were all going, you know, taking a turn, and everybody's like, "All right, count down so we know." And I was like, so I just want to catch everybody off guard. But it was, so I'm like 3, 2, 1. Nope, not yet. Okay. You know, and catch them, because firing the gun is really, it's tame when you're behind it, because the muzzle brake, the way it's designed, it kind of pulls the gun forward and doesn't really jerk back and hit your shoulder. But when you stand out to the side, I'm telling you, the sound is deafening, and the shock wave it sends past you is so amazing. So we were actually, there was a bayou out, so there was really nothing there.
Yeah, what were you shooting at? Was there a target at the end? Like, you're shooting into the darkness, but what was out there?
Way, you know, so it was kind of crazy that when you into the brackish, into the water area. So we made sure we were safely conducting our activities.
That's right. It wasn't the first time. Okay, so we have another angle. I think this one is Drew. I'm not exactly sure. I think it's Drew.
Be loud. Here we go.
.50 cal can crack a block on a truck. Like, that's what they're designed to do. Like, "Oh my God, they're coming at us. What do we do?" Yeah, we do this.
That is a serious piece of equipment. And if I had one here, I'd probably get in trouble, you know, just because you for sure, you got to put something out there like, "Hey, let's put this like 6x6 piece of cinder, you know, wall out there and blow it up."
A manhole cover. Something.
So, yeah, we got to shoot a 50 cal. I mean, that's one of the things that was on my checklist. Like, "Hey, I got to shoot a 50 cal.
Yeah.
You know?
Well, right. It, like, you can't do that in a neighborhood.
Yeah. Yeah. So it was cool. We got to do that. And then, you know, got to go race and have a good time.
Well, that's awesome. Let's see what Michael Heiner says. "I give any motorcycle racer a lot of credit. I don't know if I could do that. Definitely not. Don't tell Eddie, though. It's between us." Sorry. Already told him. Yeah. It looks like it was a lot of fun. and going into the final race, Vegas, absolutely awesome. I do want your thoughts, though. You know, Eric Lane, great guy. What was the atmosphere like out there? And, you know, here at the end of the season, you know, he was friend of WFO, friend of the show, personal friend. Everybody's kind of eaten up about it. And I know we have this extended family, but when you're like, it's kind of interesting in that the circles, right, that they kind of cross each other, they overlay, Venn diagram, if you will. Pro Stock Motorcycle, the teams within, overlaid over everything else. What was your, you know, relationship with Eric? And, you know, what, how did you find out? And what do you think?
You know, I mean, anytime we lose anybody in a racing community, it's a bad deal. I mean, we all know each other, whether you're a daily acquaintance or you see each other at the race or whatever. But no, I mean, he was a pretty neat guy. You know, we were at actually Jerry's house when we heard the deal. And, you know, I don't know what to think of the circumstances. I mean, unfortunately, anytime somebody gets hurt or passes away is not a good deal. And, you know, heartfelt condolences to his family and everybody. You know, it's a shame. He's got a young daughter and a yeah. wife. And, you know, just that's the really tough part at the end of the day. You know, but knowing it, knowing Eric, basically the way I think he would look at it is don't be sad for me. You know, live on and make the most of it, because that's the way he did. And, you know, quick story was when I won my championship, my last championship back at 17 there. I hate Jaeger bombs. I hate them.
Okay.
I just
bad experience come from a bad experience that you had one time, or you just don't like the taste?
First birthday, I had too many of them and I threw up. Okay. And blacked out, and I don't remember anything other than waking up in my bedroom about 18 hours later with a bucket on the side of my bed. And
awesome.
Didn't go well. So I'm hanging out. It was me, him, and Scotty Polachek, actually. Me, Eric, and Scotty Polachek. And he's like, here, you're going to have one. And Tobler was there, too, I think. And, you know, next thing you know, I had these guys feeding two or three of them to me. And I did them with them, and that was good. But
look at that. He exercised a demon for you. You had this thing that has associated with negativity, all that terrible time, and he brought you back. No big deal. You're back.
He did, and, you know, it's a, like I said, I mean, there's no other way to explain it other than sad. You know, it's horrible. And that's where I really feel for the families, you know, because what we do out on the road, you know, we spend a lot of time on the road. Our wives are at home. Our kids are at home. You know, some of these single crew guys and everything will eventually understand that one day. But you are on the road and your loved ones are at home. And when something happens like that tragic, I mean, I don't even know how to handle that. But I do know I assume a risk every time I go down the drag strip on my motorcycle. My wife knows that. And, you know, my kids eventually know that. So, you know, I do the best that I can and to avoid any type of accident from happening.
Yeah, it's well, you just don't know. There are people, like there's that story in Florida, guy's in his own bed and a sinkhole opens up under his house and he falls in. Right. So, you know, it's all rationalization. How do we deal with the feeling of being vulnerable? But when it's your time, it's your time. There are people that are in plane crashes and they, you know, they stand up and they're okay. It's like, wow, I was in a plane crash. And there's other people that are literally sitting in their own home or in their own driveway and have problems. There's no sense in it. Just we've got to take time to take care and appreciate each other. And I appreciate you, Eddie Krawick. Thank you very much. And listen, I just want to say, when I called you chubby, it was just a joke for the show. You know, you'd still look way better than I would wearing leather.
Yeah, well, I still haven't picked on Reinhardt for it yet, but I will eventually one of these days.
Good, 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 good. Well, good luck in Vegas. I'll be watching on NHRA.tv. Whatever you do, like Greg Anderson increased his reputation by pulling that stuff last year and giving us something to think about overnight. So when you're in the water box pondering what you should do, it made the whole story so much better that he did his thing. And so keep that in mind.
The way I look at it is at the end of the day, it's either going to happen or it's not. It's you can control it to some extent, but it's just, it's going to play out like the way last year's championship played out. I mean, let's be honest, who would have, you could have never planned that or dreamed that.
No, I didn't have Gianna Salinas in the pool for the final race, you know, getting through Andrew and Jerry. And I didn't have it. Maybe if I hang around the sport a couple more years, I'll start to see things like that. But in the meantime, Eddie, thank you very much. And to the audience, Eddie Krawick, we had Tony Schumacher on, one of our most frequent guests on WFO and our podcast. And so happy you're able to make it to the live stream era. Now, not only have you achieved in the camping world era of NHRA drag racing, but you've achieved in the live stream era of WFO radio. Thank you, Eddie. Thank you for making the time. I know you're working and this is a little time out. I appreciate it.
No problem. Thanks, Joe. And have a good one. And great to see you guys.
Yes. There he goes. Eddie Krawick, one of the greats of all time. A four-time champ because so many wins. And now has broken a long streak of runners-up. And they are a good time people. Like, that's what I love. I love that the 50 cal, man.
Live. Here's 3, 2, no, not yet.
That is. That's one of those dream, you know, things, like things you normal people don't really get to do. You know, I'll go to the range every once in a while for fun. It's fun. And, you know, marksmanship, all of that. But there are certain weapons that you don't get to, like Will Hanna drove a tank. You know, he drove a tank. Like, that's a life experience that only certain people get to have. Drove a tank. You know, Eddie now has that life experience. That's pretty great. All right, everybody, put your comments in the comments section. And it's been interesting. I really feel bad about the Tommy Johnson audio issue. And Steve Brenwald from Brenwald Media, the guy with the Cottontail Cottage who rescues bunny rabbits and does all of our WFO radio graphic arts. He, for instance, like he creates these things right here. And he does these for us, and he can do your social media, and he's an all-around good guy. WFO listener, really. And I said a shout-out, like, hey, man, we need someone to do some graphic arts. He didn't do that. That's me, rudimentary. But, and he put it all together. Has been real helpful to us. And he posts a comment on there that says, fix it in post. Fix it in post. And there is a very tiny, minor post-production session that goes on with these live shows. And I'm thinking, like, should I fix the Tommy Johnson Jr. audio in post? Because that would be a whole lot of work. But also, it would deprive the audience of the genuine nature of what happened. There would be a lot of out-of-context statements in that interview that wouldn't make a whole lot of sense if we fix it in post, Steve. So I don't know what to do. I'm a little bit up in the air on that. Congratulations to Eddie K. Yes, great show today. Two shows today. Tony Schumacher is in the archive right below this. It's on the website already, WFOradio.com. I've been worrying about WFOradio.com a lot lately and making some changes and some updates. The WFO store is rocking. We're going to add some cool products. It's going to be great. Be sure to go to WFOradio.com to figure out the best way to subscribe to the podcast. There's a million ways. Nice show, Joe. Didn't mind Tommy Jr.'s audio. We still got the point. And that is really what it's all about. Thank you for making the decision for me, Michael. Michael Heiner. I'm not fixing it in post, Steve. I'll be here till 10 o'clock. We're going to get it out, and the WFO audience will determine for themselves whether they can handle it. And we'll talk to Tommy next time. Bit of a bummer, but whatever. It is what it is. Jim says, great show. All right, get your final comments in the comments section while I tell everybody about the people who make it all possible. Look at these logos talking about Total Seal Piston Rings and Santacor Hand Sanitizer, SantacorUSA.com in for October on WFO Radio. Really appreciate that. Marvin Rodak, RodaksCoffeeAndGrills.com, SamTech.edu, and Frank Hawley. They got November 20th, the Fall Adventure. And you're thinking to yourself, what should I do on November 20th, the end of November? And the answer is pre-Thanksgiving, go to Frank Hawley's, enjoy that action. Just like Eddie out there fishing or having a good time, you've got to carve out some time in your life to do some positive things. You got to have some fun along the way on this journey. And there's a Matthew McConaughey commercial for Lincoln right now. And I'm not a Lincoln guy necessarily, but they do have a couple of cars that I like right now. And the McConaughey commercial where, first of all, you know, Wooderson, all right, all right, all right. Defining character, like David Wooderson from Dazed and Confused, is unbelievable. There are some amazing characters out there. We talked about Caddyshack yesterday, like Ty Webb, Chevy Chase's character in Caddyshack. Cool character. Like, you want to be Ty Webb. You want to aspire to be that, like, retired in your 30s, playing golf, wealthy, $10,000 checks sitting around, babes coming at you from left and right, you know, opening up old bottles of Perrier. Ty Webb, great character. But also David Wooderson, which is basically just Matthew McConaughey's character in this Lincoln commercial. He's talking about how life is a journey and you never get there. You're always on the way. You're always on the way. It's not about getting from here to there. It's about what happens in between. You're always on the way. And it really speaks to me about it. And I think about Eric, and I think about myself, and I think about, you know, Brian Loans and Eddie and all the great people, Tobler, that we meet along the way. All you fans, we're on the way, man. You're on the way from one place to the next. Everybody is heading out to Vegas. Almost everybody heading out to Vegas. The finals are going to be there. The Dodge Finals presented by Pennzoil, max capacity. And we're going to decide championships. And then WFO will continue right into the offseason. We're going to keep going with this show. I don't know if I'm ever not going to broadcast directly to the WFO radio group again. It appears to have cut our numbers by a good percentage, which I don't really like. But then again, who knows what the real deal is? Let's see what Brenwald said. I guess you need to listen to the smart people. And it's not, yeah. Simple as that. I got my class tonight. Scott says, great show, Joe. You're doing, are you still doing your evening walks? No, I'm getting chubby like Eddie. I should have been doing them. I have plans to do one tonight. As the weather has cooled off and the humidity has come down here in sunny South Florida. The beginning of COVID, I started doing these walks, 2 miles, got in great shape, lost a bunch of weight, great exercise, was feeling great. And then all of a sudden, I was like, why have I stopped? And the answer was 100% humidity is why I stopped. You can walk 2 miles, piece of cake, all you people in climates like that. Colorado, makes it perfect sense why you're all physical activity type people. It's easy. Try doing it when you're walking through 100% humidity. Impossible, but now things have calmed down. I'm going to get back on it. I'm going to get back on the belt and do it again. All right, everybody. What an interesting day. 2 shows in 1 day. That's out of the ordinary, but we did it. Tony Schumacher in the archive. All you audio-only people, remember, this live stream version of WFO is really just so we can have fan interaction and see our guests. The real action is happening on the podcast where most of our listeners are because they're audio only. It's as simple as that. So many people in the world are audio only. They're driving. You shouldn't be watching a live stream while driving. You should not. It's against the law. Don't do it. But you can be listening. Clay Milliken always sends me a photo of when he's listening to WFO. You listening to this one, Clay? Did you get through the bad audio? We'll find out. Apple Podcasts, Spotify, SoundCloud. Go to WFOradio.com. There's literally like 10 different ways you can listen to this show. And the Ignition show is audio only. That's kind of our anchor. Keeps you going. Thanks to Tommy Johnson Jr. Thanks to Eddie Krawick. And most importantly, thanks to all of you, WFO Universe. We'll be back again tomorrow. I know we're overdoing it on the content. Too much. Aaron Stanfield, 4 p.m. Eastern Time. And maybe we'll do a little happy hour. It's just Aaron and me. He's old enough to drink, but we won't ask him to, since he's already a champion and all that. But I might have a beverage or two. And maybe we'll have some other people jump on here. But 4 p.m. Eastern Time, Thursday, before Vegas, before Halloween. Oh, yeah. This year, Halloween came on the weekend. People heading out trick-or-treating. Going to be really good. All right, everybody. That's it. See you later. WFO. Thanks to Eddie. Thanks to Tommy. You guys are great. Really appreciate you. And we'll see you next time on WFO. Thanks, everyone.
WFO!
This is WFO Radio. We'll be right back.
I love WFO radio.
Oh, yeah.
The views and opinions of the hosts, guests, or callers do not necessarily reflect that of the station ownership, advertisers, or agencies.
Subscribe to WFO Radio on iTunes. Never miss a show. And don't forget to write a review. WFO.